I'd like to call to order the March 15, 2017 meeting of the Board of Education of Washington Local Schools. Now come to order. It is 6 p.m. Mr. Treasurer, would you please call roll?
Mr. Kaiser.
Present.
Mrs. Carmi.
Present.
Mr. Hunter.
Present.
Ms. Canales.
Present.
Mr. Langendorfer is ill tonight. Also present, Dr. Hayward, Mr. Davis, and myself.
Before we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, just to let you know that after our Pledge of Allegiance, we will have the Shoreland Choir, under the direction of musical specialist Heather Rotuno, come in and give us a couple renditions of songs, as well as the Star Spangled Banner. So if you just remain standing after the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Watch your cool. Stephanie goes bowling with the shirts. See, we tape. I think
So rather than me try to read off a list of all your names, would it be okay if I pass this microphone on down and you tell everybody who you are?
Yeah.
All right?
Willow.
Aurora.
Aurora. Brenna. Starlin. Dahlia. Brooklyn. Elena. Ava. Madeline Lee Hubley. Kylie. Madison. Cheyenne, Maya,
step over it.
Ariana,
Madeline,
Brenna, Xavier,
Savion,
Chris,
Jacob,
Cammy,
Ava,
Olivia,
Maya, Diane, Whiting,
Allie,
Mackenzie,
Christina,
Martina,
Jenna.
Well, thank you so much for bringing your talent here tonight to share it with everyone. I did decide today that I think the national anthem was actually written for 5th, 6th grade choirs because you can reach those high notes so naturally, and it was such a beautiful rendition. Thank you so much for everything you do to make Washington Local great. Thanks. At this time, I would like to open the microphone to anyone who would like to address the board at this time. Seeing and hearing none, we're going to go on to our next item there, our recognition and presentations by our superintendent, Dr. Hayward.
Good evening. Tonight we are proud to welcome two Whitmer athletes who are Whitmer High School's newest state champions, Nate Cousineau and Kamonte Cohen. Whitmer High School had 9 athletes qualify to compete at the indoor state track and field meet in Akron on March 4th and placed 6th as a team out of 66 teams. Camonte and Nate took first place in their respective events. Camonte, a senior, won the state championship in the triple jump with a leap of 44 feet, 10 inches, and won the event on his final attempt. Camonte is also the school record holder in the triple jump. Nate, a junior, won the state championship in the 800-meter run with a time of 1 minute and 56 seconds. He took the lead in the final stretch and held on for the victory. Nate was also the anchor leg of the school record-holding 4 times 800-meter relay team. I have a certificate to present to each of these young men. Congratulations are also extended to Jeremy Elliott, who is head coach for boys track and field. So if Nate and Camonte could come up,
Congratulations.
Great job.
Hey, thank you.
Congratulations.
At this time, we will have a presentation by Mrs. Christy Martin, our high school principal, on the high school curriculum and schedule for next school year.
I definitely won't be singing like the Shoreland kids did, so you'll all be thankful for that. I'm going to apologize because I feel like my backside has to be to somebody, so I apologize for that. So we've been working for several years, but this last year, on a schedule for the high school that fits some of our needs, and I'm going to go over some of the talking points, and then I have questions at the end if anyone has any. So for next school year, we're going to be starting a hybrid schedule that offers both block options and period options. Current graduation requirements for our junior class requires the 4 units of ELA, a half unit of health, 4 units of math, half unit of phys ed, 3 science, 3 social studies, and then 5 electives. Currently, in addition to the credits, you have to meet one of these pathways to graduate. One of them is 18 points on the end of course exams or the state tests, or a remediation-free score on your ACT or SAT, or a 13 on the work keys, which is through the CTC program. So as of today, we just got our fall scores in. Current junior class, there's 484 students have taken the exams, and 234, or 48%, have not earned their 18 points on for graduation. Obviously about half of our junior class. Now, we are giving the exam in the spring. Some kids have not taken government, so that score would go up. But if we did this today, that's where our numbers are. This is a little hard to see, but first semester, the teachers have been talking about this, and if you look at the calendar, and I'm going to use language arts, currently under the block schedule, in language arts, you have 67 instructional days prior to the testing window opens for the air test this fall. Second semester, same test, we have 46 instructional days. So because of the block schedule, you can see we have an inequity of time that we're actually teaching our kids before the testing. So I think that definitely impacts our test scores. One of the other things about Wimmer High School is after first semester, we had 193 new students and this school year, and 57 of them enrolled after the start of the school year. So we have a lot of kids that come in and out. Some families move and come back to the district. And then we had about 199 withdrawals when I ran the data. So again, we have a transient population, and graduation credits and points, trying to catch those up can be a struggle for us at times. So before we made a decision, we have talked extensively to the staff. We've had exit tickets, surveys, emails, FaceTime with administration. We've talked to district and staff leadership. We've compiled data. We consulted with scheduling experts. We've researched other schools' schedules, top performing schools. And then we've communicated with superintendents and other high schools on what types of schedules that they're running and what's working. We've also talked to our department chairs. They're our leaders in our building. We've informed stakeholders at this time. We've had staff, student, and community presentations. We've updated our curriculum guide to reflect the new schedule. And we've actually, I said starting the scheduling process, but Cassie, we're really almost through the scheduling process. The goal of our new schedule was important to keep it student-centered. We wanted to meet the changing needs of our students. We wanted to provide additional opportunities for students. We want to prepare students for new graduation requirements. It's important that we allow them to continue to participate in College Credit Plus, and of course, improve student achievement. The unique part of Whitmer High School that makes us, one of the things that makes us who we are, is our CTC center. So it was important that our schedule supports our Career Tech Center. And that's why we are keeping Black courses. It's one of the main reasons, because of the Career Tech programs. This is really hard to see, but it's actual bell schedule for next year. And basically, each Black is broken down into an A and a B. So we have periods within the Black and 6-minute pastime. And the kids and staff have all seen this. What might look different for you as a student would be the 6-minute pastime. We currently have 7-minute pastime. Some of you in the audience that might have went to Whitmer High School, I think back in the day, it might have been 5 minutes. I'm seeing some heads nod. I've heard that rumor. So we think our kids can do it in 6 minutes if they work at it. We're hoping to have some smaller class sizes in the core areas. Our 9th and 10th graders will have a built-in extended home room to support them as they transition to the high school. You can have a schedule that has periods, blocks, or a combination. And then we'll have some new options that we're excited about: ACT prep, career exploration courses, and open lab opportunities. Our next steps is we are constantly working on the schedule and fine-tuning things, working with our staff and our department chairs. Students are scheduling right now. And then we'll continue to work through the process and see what's working, what we need to adjust. And that was my brief schedule update. Does anybody have any questions? Wonderful. Thank you.
How far are we in the scheduling program right now as far as students? How many are registered?
All of our students have actually registered. About 90% have actually scheduled and met with counselors. So we are working on building the sections and building the schedule right now.
And you said the smaller class sizes in the cores. What will those classes look like number-wise?
Currently, a lot of our cores are up at 28 or 29, and we're really trying to target 25 is our goal, maybe under if we can do that, but 25 is our hopes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chrissy.
And our superintendent now has a small presentation, she tells me, about something she's very excited about.
I am very excited to recognize the success that our students have done on the state testing from the first semester. And when I go through this presentation of how our students did on the end of course exams, it's really important to really reflect on the work that our high school administrators and our high school teachers have done in preparing for this year for our state testing. In the fall, I did a presentation on our state report card results, and we were pretty discouraged with our state report card. And so across the district, we've really been working hard on doing everything we can to best prepare our students with our content standards, our common core standards, and also those test-taking skills, and to make sure that our students are fully prepared to go into state testing to be successful. And as you know, our students are on block scheduling at the high school, so those students have already taken those state tests for the first semester. So if you look up at the chart, you will see how our students have done from fall of 2015 until fall of 2016. So the first test is English Language Arts in grade 9, and our students grew by 3%. 3% is significant. Growth is growth, and 3% is usually a typical goal between 3 to 5%. And so to get 3% is exactly on the right track for our students. In ELA 2, which is grade 10, our students grew 22%. They went from a 31% to a 53% from the last two administrations. Algebra 1 was just a retested area. Geometry 10, our students went from a 34% in the spring to a 56% 3%, which is a 14% increase. Biology went from 52 to 74, which is a 22% increase. American history, which is grade 9, a 60 to a 76%, which is a 16% increase. And American government went from 70 to 71%, which is a 1% increase. So we are extremely proud of our students, our teachers, and our administrators for the work that they have put into learning that content. So what have we done? In curriculum, we've been immersed in collaboration. Our teachers have been aligning their lessons to the state standards and making sure that everything that we're teaching is based on what is required in that given course. Our teachers have continued working on common curriculum units to best meet the needs of all learners. Our teachers have continued creating common assessments, and they have focused their professional development at the high school on content literacy. What have we done in preparing for the actual test and the software? We have been implementation of SchoolNet testing in math courses. We have increased in the practice of problems that are similar to state test problems. And the science teachers have continued to use gizmos to help students think critically using a series of lab-based scenarios and scaffolding that is expected on the state test. So we're really working hard in mirroring what our students are doing in the classroom and what they're going to actually see on that test. And so that's a really important piece when you're taking state testing, the ACT, the SAT, the graduate record exam, all those important tests that determine your future academically. What have we done to communicate with our staff? Discussions on student data occur at every staff meeting. So there's a strong culture of sharing and collaborating and really being data driven. Keeping the test focus at the forefront and making sure that we are continually working on supporting our students and making sure that they are learning and growing. And obviously one thing that's extremely important is when teachers have the opportunity to share best practices, and they did that by departments at the monthly staff meetings. Our teachers are experts, and they are full of a lot of strategies. And when they can get up and share those with the other content areas, that's really supporting each other and giving other teachers the opportunity to learn and grow in that collaborative environment as a community. So what have we been doing in terms of communication at the high school with staff and students? In the weekly bulletins, it's including current testing information and best practices. It includes articles, testing tips, testing timelines. The Whitmer Word, that monthly online parent letter, is also sharing testing information with our parents. And the WTMR news station at our high school, they're also including segments on test tips. Communication between teachers. They're continually reflecting on lessons as they collaborate together for that teacher-to-teacher time. They're continuing the sharing of ideas, and there is a continual creation of common assessments at our high school. We are blessed in Washington Local Schools because we have teachers that work tirelessly for our kids, and they go above and beyond. And I think this is evidenced in our scores and the seriousness that our teachers took in preparing our students for testing. It was a really hard time in the fall when we had to really dig into those test scores and look deeply into what are we doing and what can we do better. And it is truly exciting to see the growth that has occurred in our district. So I really want to take the time to thank our administration and our teachers and our parents and our students for the job that they did on those state assessments, because they need to get those points in order to graduate. And they have to get those 18 points on those state tests in order to graduate from high school. And when Mrs. Martin was sharing where we are with our current 11th graders, it's really important to take those tests very seriously, because you need that diploma in order to graduate. And so we are seeing a very positive experience with our state testing.
So if I could just add one quick thing to that. Mr. Davis, you may be the one to want to enlighten people, but in the page of testing and software, it pointed out two very important issues. Number one was the SchoolNet testing for math, as well as using gizmos in science. Could you just address what those two particular items are working for us?
Sure. SchoolNet is a program that allows teachers to take their tests and put them in an online format. So any exam or any quiz that a teacher builds, they can put in an online format so the students can take it online. And so it's graded by the computer and uploaded, but it also provides an item analysis of that assessment for the teachers. So they can look at what standards the kids are struggling with, what standards they're mastering, and it gives the teacher a lot of really good information that they can take back and then use to inform their instruction. So we're real happy with the SchoolNet tool. And it's really being used grades 2 through 12. And the high school math department has really taken off on that. Gizmos is a product that the district has purchased to work with our areas of science. And what it does is it creates realistic scenario-based learning for kids. So here's a situation. This is what's going on. And the kids have to then do their hypothesizing, they have to do some critical thinking, they have to actually treat science like science really is in order to come up with responses and answers. So it really works hard on organizing and facilitating their thought process.
And taking all these things to computer-based, once again, kind of highlights and mirrors what's happening with the state testing and federal
Absolutely.
Testing.
Yep.
Anybody else have any comments? Well, thank you. It's great news. And, yes, 3% does mean a lot. It just didn't look like much when you have 22 also.
I know.
But that's wonderful. Great news. Thank you. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to our treasurer for his reports and communication.
First item is Exhibit 2. I recommend a Board of Education approve the minutes of the regular meetings of February 14th, 15th, and 23rd as presented.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Kaiser, a second by Mrs. Carmine. Okay. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
He's not here.
Sorry, he's absent. 13. Mr. Kaiser.
He's silent.
Yes.
Motion passed 4-0. Next item, financial report and investments. First report, summary of cash balances. Cash balance for all funds increased by $2.9 million. For all funds, revenue was $11.1 million. Expenditures were $8.2 million. There's a cash request, scheduled checks written, as well as investment earnings. Request motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item 4, authorization of payment legal fees. I recommend the Board of Education approve the following payment legal fees as presented. Bricker and Eckler for January services and Spanger and Nathanson for January services.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Ms. Canales. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Langendorfer.
He's not here. He'll get it eventually.
Yeah. It's probably at the end of the meeting. Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Next item, Exhibit 5, purchases over $25,000. This is for B&H Video for 4 55-inch LED televisions with smart mounts. It's $28,655.40. This is for Notre Dame Academy. It's purchased with state funds, otherwise known as Auxiliary Service Program funds.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Mr. Falk, could you please explain to everyone how we channel money through
Thank
to
you.
Public?
The state of Ohio provides funding to the non-public schools. It's roughly about $1.1 million this year. We are the fiscal agent, and part of that, when they get funding, I believe it's around $850 per pupil. Those dollars come to Washington local schools. We then turn around and pay their expenses, There's some counselors and other things and staff that they have, but also for equipment like this that we purchase. This is owned by Washington Local Schools. We do inventory it, and we do record it on our fixed assets. So it is owned by us, but it's in the care and custody of Notre Dame Academy. There used to be 8 non-public schools in Washington Local. They're down to 3. It's Notre Dame, Regina Chaley, and Christ the King.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Honor.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Forgot Mr. Langender.
Oh, no, I'm pretty good.
At this time, I'm going
to... I got one more.
You do.
They do number 6.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Public records training designee. Treasurer recommends the Board of Education appoint Beverly Chicow, Business Service Secretary, to act as designee to the Board of Education to complete 3 hours of public records training as approved by the Ohio Attorney General's Office to maintain compliance with Ohio Revised Code. Her registration is set for March 27th, 2017.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Ms. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Honor.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
And now I shall turn it over to our superintendent, Dr. Hayward, for her report.
The first item is project updates. Washington local residents passed a 4.9 mil levy in 2014 with 0.6 mils designated for permanent improvement projects. The campaign for issue 2 included 3 promises: elementary playground equipment, the replacement of portable units, and improvements to Edgar Street. New playground equipment was installed at the district's 8 elementary schools beginning in the fall of 2015, and we just celebrated our building additions at Monack and McGregor Elementary Schools at dedications held over the past 2 weeks. Our next construction project is making improvements to Edgar Street, Edgar Drive. Plans include replacement of the existing asphalt on Edgar between Whitmer and Clegg Drives, improvements to the street's drainage, new concrete sidewalks and curb, raised crosswalks at front and rear of Jefferson, and new fencing. We also have plans to create a secure vestibule at the main entrance of Whitmer High School. Advertisements began today for bids on both projects, which are due at noon on April 5th. Construction will be scheduled during the summer after school is out. National Scholastic Art Winner. In February, I had the pleasure of attending the Regional Scholastic Art Exhibit in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which 23 amazing works of art were presented by Whitmer students. 13 pieces received gold keys and advanced to the national jury. I'm thrilled to share that Andrea Matthews received a national gold award and will be recognized at an awards event at Carnegie Hall in New York. Andrea is only a sophomore, and we look forward to her future creations. Power of the Pen State Qualifiers. Washington Local has 2 state qualifiers for Power of the Pen. Power of the Pen is an interscholastic competition devoted to excellence in creative writing at the middle school level. Washington Local School Junior High students competed at district competition in February and advanced to regional competition on March 2nd. Congratulations to Washington student Ashley Carmen and Jefferson student Morgan David, who are state qualifiers and will move to the state finals held at the College of Worcester in May. Ashley placed 2nd among all 8th graders in the regional contest. Our Power of the Pen team is advised by Luke Fannin, who teaches our junior high LEAP gifted program. Upcoming events. A meeting for public comment on our special education services will be held on Wednesday, March 22nd from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the administration building boardroom. The agenda will include an overview of trends, services, the IDEA funding grant, and future district needs. There will be an opportunity for community comment in this dialogue about how we are serving and supporting our students with disabilities. We just completed an audit by the Ohio Department of Education, and one of their suggestions was to make sure that we are communicating with our stakeholders. And so the purpose of this meeting is to bring in our community of stakeholders and give them the opportunity to share with us and give us suggestions on how we can change our services, improve, and to hear what we are doing. So we are very, very excited to provide this opportunity to our stakeholders. The Athletic Reverse Raffle will be on Saturday, March 25th. This is the largest fundraiser of the year for our athletic programs. Tickets are available at the Whitmer Activities Office. The Whitmer musical, Little Shop of Horrors, will have performances on April 27th, 28th, and 29th. Tickets will go on sale in mid-April. We are wrapping up our third quarter, and I look forward to recognizing students for their academic achievements at a variety of special events beginning next month.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
So I had a quick question for you then. This night you have with the students for special services, are we reaching out to parents of students that have IEPs in any way in particular and by way of notice or mailing to say we're having this?
We have reached out through Facebook, through Twitter. We are planning to do either a flyer or a robocall to make sure that we reach every single family and give them the opportunity to come.
Mm-hmm.
So I do not believe we are specifically reaching out to those parents.
Okay. We might want to consider something like that.
Okay.
Okay. At this time, we're going to look at our administrative reports. Mr. Davis, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just a couple things.
Sure.
One, tomorrow night, we're having our kindergarten parent information night, and it's at 7 o'clock. And one thing we're doing different this year is we used to kind of bring everybody together and have it at Meadowvale Elementary. One of the pieces of feedback we received was because of the kind of congestion in the parking, we decided to change our format so that it got put out to each building. So the parents of the students will go to a parent information night at the school they'll be attending. So each elementary will have a kindergarten parent information night tomorrow night, and they'll be sharing information around registration that'll happen in May and also screenings that'll happen in the fall. So that's a little change in format, but we think it'll be beneficial for our parents and our staff as well. Another thing is Wednesday, March 22nd, we're going to be having a parent club council meeting, and it's from 6 to 7 o'clock, and this meeting actually is scheduled prior to the special ed stakeholders meeting, and that's another vehicle to try to generate some more communication and interest from our parents to attend the meeting on March 22nd.
Thank you. Is there anything else? Okay, at this time we'll board communications. Mrs. Carmine.
All right. Fortunately, Washington Local always has a lot of things going on, and fortunately I'm able to attend a lot of things along with my partner in crime over here. We run into each other, which is great. It's always great to see people. Pancake breakfast, always wonderful way to start your day. Listening to music of all levels of the kids, it was great to see the kids out there. All the athletic events, which are wonderful. I was able to go to the Congressional Arts Show, which was held at the 5th Third Building downtown several weeks ago. And as I was exiting the building, a young woman came up to me and she said, "Are you Mrs. Carmine?" I'm like, "Oh, yes, I am." And she said, "Well, you were my teacher at St. Catherine's." And I said, "Oh, okay." Of course, she wants to know how old I am. And she's 10 years younger than I am, but she has a kindergartner over at Hiawatha, so we had a great conversation. So it's always great to see my students. Again, I did teach 7th and 8th grade, so we were close in age, but she's still much younger than me. I was happy to see the Sherlin Choir, as I always am, to see the children singing. I do recall that song being sung, the last one, at the Veterans Day program. And more powerful words cannot be said than what these children sang. "We are how we treat each other and nothing more." I really would hope that people would take this to heart, because it is the bottom line. We need to be considerate of people. And I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Mr. Kaiser.
Well, we had a very successful winter athletic season with cheer and dance, placing at states. Hockey team had a great season. Both boys and girls basketball performed wonderfully. And I know the swim team was very excited that they finally get to participate in relays because they're growing in strength. So that's good. So if anybody out there knows any potential high school swimmers, please let them know to stop by the athletic office. They asked us to actually share that information at the banquet. So the pancake breakfast put on by the Band Boosters was wonderful. Unfortunately, because I just got off work, I didn't get a chance to stay, but it's wonderful to listen to elementary start in the morning, and as the morning gets later and you hear the progression of how they improve as they get older. It's absolutely amazing. It's splendid. ever get a chance, I wish you check it out. And talking about our testing results, you and I were talking before the meeting, and because I know Mr. Hunter likes to keep things moving when we're doing our presentations and stuff, I said I was really, really impressed. I remember the last time we talked about state report card results, I said, you know, they may be incremental improvements at first, but eventually you're going to be really happy, and we saw how big of a jump we've already taken. I'm very excited for where we're going at the high school and the elementaries as far as our academics. So nice work, Dr. Hayward, administrators and teachers.
Ms. Canales.
Yeah, I make it short because I feel like I'm sneezing and coughing all over everybody. It came on quick, so I apologize. I just want to also thank the Shoreland parents as well as the kids. That is so fun. I mean, after a crazy day and whatever your day is like, that just honestly just brings you right back up. So I really do appreciate that. It's actually one of my favorite things I think that we do now. So I'm really excited about that. I love having them. I love the support. And we love that you stayed. And thank you to Dr. Hayward and to our principal, Christy Martin. Great presentations. Thank you for all those updates and your hard work behind the scenes. Next Friday, we will be leaving for the National Ohio School Board Association. So I'm excited to see many of my fellow board members and just bring back some exciting ideas and thoughts. It's a great way to get those ideas and collaborate and network with other districts. So we're really excited about that. So we'll be leaving next Friday. Other than that, I think that's all I have.
Thank you.
Feel better, Mr. President.
Just to kind of reiterate, it was really, really nice to see those two presentations tonight because I know that we were very upset with what was going on with our report card. And it takes time to turn things around, but it's nice to see some immediate things happening. Those tested improvements are wonderful. The whole state of Ohio is really struggling with the new graduation requirements and the 18 points and how that's going to look. I see it on TV constantly from the south of Ohio to the north. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out, but certainly we're making very proactive steps to it. The high school curriculum, I'm really excited about it. I'm also excited the fact that we understand that it's going to be tweaking and change as we go along, and I think that's a great thing that we're not just saying this is it. I think it's going to be something we're going to learn with, and I think the students are going to benefit very much from that. I did have a chance to go to the Winter Sports Banquet the other night, and I don't think I've ever seen Tom Snook that happy. Tom's not here tonight, is he? I don't think I've ever seen Tom that happy, but he said, you know, there are very few athletic directors that could stand up in front of everybody and say that they have their boys' basketball team, the girls' basketball team, their gymnastics, their wrestling, their dance, and their cheer all in state competition this late in the season together. That was really fabulous, and he was just kind of flying high. It really does make a statement about athletics and extracurricular activities in Washington local. Very, very proud moment, I know, for Mr. Snook, but also for all the coaches, but just to speak to the quality of the kids we have on the field and off, so... With that, I'm going to turn it over to our superintendent for her recommendations.
Exhibit 7, job descriptions. Job descriptions of bus monitor and safety aide were updated to include the requirement of a student monitor permit. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education hold the first reading on job descriptions as presented.
I'd be more than happy to hear someone waive the first
reading. Motion to waive first reading.
Second.
A motion to waive by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Can we please vote on the motion to waive?
Mrs. Carmine?
Yes.
Mr. Hunter?
Yes.
Ms. Canales?
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve job descriptions as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Ms. Canales. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmine?
Oh, it was me. It was me. Well, I don't know. Did you?
To an emotion. There's a...
It's fine. It doesn't matter.
You need a... Do you know an emotion to for the first reading to skip?
I think we already did that.
Yeah. First one
this
passed.
This is the motion to actually pass the job description.
Mr. Correct? Kaiser
correct.
Made a motion.
Right.
Ms. Canales seconded. Now
right.
Call and roll.
Now call and roll.
Yeah.
Mrs. Carmine.
It's to you, Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 8, bylaws and policies. Several policies have been updated or added to reflect current law and or provide consistency among policies. A new policy on crowdfunding addresses approval requirements for this newer means of fundraising. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education hold first reading on the board policies as presented.
So moved.
No motion needed. Okay. Number 9.
Exhibit 9, substitute employee pay of rate of pay. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the hourly rate of pay for substitute employees as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 10, memorandum of agreement with OPSI. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the memorandum of agreement between the Board of Education and the Ohio Association of Public School Employees Local 279 as pertaining to permit reimbursements as presented.
So moved.
Motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Ms. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 11, purchases over $25,000. The maintenance department requests summer cleaning supplies from Nichols Paper and Supply Company in the amount of $47,978.57. The technology department requests a one-year license for Microsoft Office and Microsoft Windows operating system from CDWG in the amount of $33,485. The Transportation Department requests a Ford Transit van from Brondi's Ford in the amount of $33,836.06 per policy 6320. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve purchases over $25,000 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Ms. Canales. Any comments or questions? Do we know, is the high roof, is that for handicapped transportation? Do you know?
I'm sorry, what?
The high roof Ford
No, it's for maintenance.
Maintenance department?
Yeah, the truck they have now is needs $2,000 to $3,000 worth of work. And that's one reason we're going to Brondi's, because we could get it soon. It's on lot.
Oh, good.
As opposed to ordering it, take 2 to 3 months.
Thank you.
But no, it's going to be for the maintenance department.
Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 12, change order. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the change order with Westfield Electric for the 2016 CTC improvement project as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 13, final payment. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve the final payment, including all change orders, with Westfield Electric in the amount of $2,598.96 for the 2016 CTC improvements project as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Excuse me, Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 14, resolution of intent to participate. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education adopt the following resolution of intent to participate in the Ohio Schools Council Cooperative School Bus Purchasing Program as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Ms. Canales. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Exhibit 15, resolution to apply for active planning process. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education adopt the following resolution to apply for an active planning process with the Ohio Schools Facilities Commission Classroom Facilities Assistant Program as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
At this time, we will not be holding an executive session.
Yay. Oh, sorry. Exhibit 17, personnel. Tonight's agenda includes the retirement of two Washington local employees. Mary Lewicki joined the district in 1993 working in a cafeteria at Washington Junior High and was promoted to nutrition services manager in 1995. She retired with 23 years of service in February. Phyllis Crago has worked in the cafeterias at Whitmer and Warnert and currently is a bus driver for the district. She is retiring with 9 years in June. Congratulations to both of these ladies for their retirements. The agenda also includes one administrative appointment. Last month, we announced that Monac Principal Bill McGinnis will be retiring in June. Tonight, we are pleased to share that Sean Flemings will be our next Monac Principal. Mr. Flemings has held teaching, coaching, and leadership positions in the district at the elementary, junior high, and high school levels. He taught grades 4 through 6 at Jackman and Shoreland and was a language arts and social studies teacher at Jefferson before moving to Whitmer as a dean. He has served as Jackman head teacher, junior high athletic director, and acting associate principal at Jefferson. He is currently an associate principal at Whitmer and will finish out the school year, but will be communicating and learning from Mr. McGinnis to provide a smooth transition of leadership at Monac Elementary School. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion recommendation 1 of 2 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or questions?
Sean, congratulations. I was very excited when I heard that you were the recommendation we were getting.
Thank you.
I'm very happy for you.
Any other comments or questions? Call roll, please.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0.
Now do it, because now it's official.
Sean, I apologize for my grievous error in congratulating you before you had to both confirm you as principal of Monac. Thank you for understanding that I sometimes, you know, get it wrong myself.
Congratulations, Sean. The superintendent recommends that the Board of Education approve via consent motion recommendation 2 of 2 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Kaiser, second by Mrs. Carmine. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll, please.
Mr. Hunter.
Abstain.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmine.
Yes.
Motion passes 3-0 for abstention.
At this time, I'd be more than willing to accept a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Canales, a second by Mr. Kaiser. Comments or questions? Hearing none, call roll.
Ms. Canales.
Yes.
Mr. Kaiser.
Yes.
Mrs. Carmi.
Yes.
Mr. Hunter.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Let the record show that audio recording of this meeting has been made, is on file in the Office of the Treasurer. The meeting is standing adjourned at 6:57 p.m.